Aaron Katursky in Denver with a preview of the big event.
The moderator has been told to encourage the candidates to mix it up. There will still be formal answers, but the debate organizers are hoping for freewheeling talk between the two, potentially creating the kind of unscripted moment that this woman says could influence her vote.
I've made up my mind, but the debate could sway me, depending on, you know, how things go.
To prepare, we're told Mitt Romney has been trying to get used to the one-on-one format, while President Obama's been working to keep his answers concise. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Denver.
Family members are mourning Nicholas Ivey, a Border Patrol agent who was shot and killed in the Arizona desert near the border with Mexico. Kevin Goetz is a spokesman for the family.
He was a gentle, kind, humble man. No one, absolutely no one, thought ill of Nick Ivey.
Another agent was wounded in that shooting yesterday. American Airlines has been inspecting its fleet of Boeing 757s looking for loose seats. They've been a problem on at least three flights. ABC's Jim Avila on what is known so far.
American Airlines says on the record it has ruled out sabotage. They believe the installation mistakes are the result of human or mechanical errors. One interesting note behind American's decision to inspect all of its planes with this type of seats. One of the seat rows that was loose for 6 days worth of flights without being noticed.
American has not yet found the precise cause of the seat problem. Dangerous and illegal claims have been made by some widely sold nutritional supplements. Findings by a new federal report today say dozens of weight loss and immune system supplements are illegally labeled and lack scientific evidence for their health claims. The report coming from the Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General. This is ABC News.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The Business Software Alliance has some breaking news. Software piracy is down in the United States. The reason? IT managers and other concerned employees continue to report the illegal copying of software on company computers. Still, one in every five copies of installed software are illegal. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may also be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org for details. Help protect innovation. Report software piracy. Visit nopiracy.org.
The U.S. birth rate dropped last year, but the rate of decline slowed down. More from ABC's Larry Jacobs.
Experts are blaming the economy for yet another down year when it comes to making babies. U.S. births fell for the fourth year in a row, although the decline in 2011 was just 1%, less than the 2-3% drop seen in other recent years. A demographer with the Population Reference Bureau says it may be that the effect of the recession is slowly coming to an end. Most notable is a steep decline in Latino birth rates and a new low in teen births. Fewer than 4 million births were counted last year, the lowest since 1998. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Republican leaders of the House Intelligence Committee say requests for added security at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, were repeatedly denied. That there had been several less deadly terror attacks before the September assault that killed the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It is 72 degrees at 7:04. I'm Lynette Taylor with your WITN news update. Well, the bodies of three Winterville-based National Guard members arrived at Dover Air Force Base last night after they were killed in Afghanistan. Now, one of the casualties, Sergeant Jeremy Hardison, was from Maysville in Jones County. The others were Sergeant Donna Johnson of Rayford and Sergeant T.J. Butler of Wilmington. The three were members of the 514th Military Police Company out of Winterville. The Defense Department has yet to release more information about how the three were killed, but three U.S. service members were killed early Monday in eastern Afghanistan when a motorcycle packed with explosives rammed into a joint Afghan-American patrol. A lot of people are reacting to the home invasion story where a woman says an intruder forced her to swallow pills before her dogs chased the man away. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says a woman who was letting her dogs out around 1 o'clock in the morning in Grifton was assaulted by a masked man who forced his way into her home, pushed her to the ground, and forced her to swallow 3 pills. Detectives are waiting on tests to find out what those pills were. The woman's dog chased the man away, according to authorities. The local 12-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert is finally back home. Abigail Lefevre's neighbors and her little brother greeted her as she arrived home in Newport yesterday afternoon. That's according to her dad, Robert Lefevre. He's allowed us to speak to Abigail on the phone last night. She said she's glad to be home and excited to be back. Well, understandably, Robert Lefevre told us he did not want to do an interview last night, but he will talk with us today on WITN News. A sex offender is behind bars this morning for failing to report his new address to authorities, something people convicted of sex crimes are required to do by law. 37-year-old Kevin Andrews of Greenville was booked in the Pitt County Jail under a $75,400 bond. In addition to the charge of failing to report change of address, he's accused of a probation violation and failing to appear on charges of driving while license revoked. The jail and the sex offender registry list Andrews as living at Briarcliff Drive in Greenville. It's not clear at this hour whether Andrews was living somewhere else now to get the charge that he did. Well, a new throwaway bus service by Amtrak will now go through multiple cities in Eastern Carolina. Starting today, one Amtrak route will service Greenville, New Bern, Havelock, and Moorhead City, while another route will provide service to Goldsboro, Kinston, Jacksonville, and Wilmington. Each of these routes will connect to the Amtrak Palmetto train service at the Amtrak station in Wilson. That train goes north to New York City and south to Miami. Well, for North Carolinians, tonight's presidential debate will be the second televised debate of the evening. WITN will be at the governor's race debate to ask questions and bring you the debate live. The North Carolina Association of Broadcasters is organizing the debate between Democratic Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton and Republican Pat McCrory, the former mayor of Charlotte. WITN will cover the debate at 7 p.m. at the UNC-TV studios in Research Triangle Park. Dave Jordan will bring you live reports starting on WITN News at 5, and then he will also be among those asking questions during that debate. And that is your WITN News update. I'm Lynette Taylor.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Warm and humid again today for your Wednesday with a high of 80 degrees, a 40% chance of rain for tonight. Staying warm and muggy with a 20% chance of an evening shower. Lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, another warm and humid day on tap. 30% chance of showers with highs in the upper 70s. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 56. And for Friday, the rain moving out, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low 80s and lows in the mid-50s. Right now it is 72 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town, Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012. We are live on 103.7 WTIB and 94.1 WMBU. Stay tuned, a lot to get to. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Find a treasure at the fair. The Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Come experience the excitement of Playworld Amusements Midway with brand new rides for kids of all ages. Plus, enjoy games, new and exciting exhibits, live animals, delicious food, free entertainment, including music, dancers, racing pigs, BMX, puppets, fireworks, and more. And parking is free. It's all here at the Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Come out and join the crowd and see what all the buzz is about. Find a treasure at the fair. The Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Go to pittfair.org for more information.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich is Ed speaking.
What are you doing, Ed?
I'm on the phone, boss.
Why?
Why what, sir?
I thought you said with online ordering, you're spending less time on the phone.
I am spending less time on the phone.
So the online ordering option is working?
The option is operating optimally, boss. We're doing even freaky faster, freaky gooder deliveries.
So you don't need to be on the phone?
Actually, I do, sir.
Why?
Because Jimmy John's customers are still welcome to order by phone.
That's true.
Plus, you call, sir.
Ooh, you're right. So I'm keeping you from filling orders and making deliveries.
Yes, sir, unless...
Unless what, Ed?
Unless you've got an order.
Well, I do have an order, Ed.
Let's have it, sir.
Hang up.
Do you need a primary care physician? Greenville Express Care is pleased to announce that Dr. Don Ribeiro is now accepting new patients at his Greenville office. Dr. Ribeiro has been taking care of the fine citizens in Pitt County for over 20 years. He will also see patients with acute care issues such as sore throat, ear infections, and flu. We also treat minor injuries such as sprains and fractures to include on-site x-rays. Walk-ins are welcome, and you will typically be seen within 30 minutes of arrival. Call us at 413-0720 or come see us at 613 South Memorial Drive, located beside HealthWise Pharmacy in Greenville.
Ever wonder what it would be like to live in a quaint community where people still know your name and neighbors stop by for a chat? Consider Aiden, ideally located between Greenville and Kinston with a small town atmosphere and big city convenience. There's a lot going on in Aiden. New and existing single family neighborhoods perfect for retirees or growing families. Award-winning schools, an active cultural arts community, and a great recreation program. Find out more at Aiden.com. Now here's Aiden Chamber Executive Stacy Gaskins to tell you about a great Aiden business.
Aiden Golf and Country Club has served its members in Aiden and surrounding areas since 1958, with full amenities such as a clubhouse, pro shop, grill, locker room, ballroom, pool, as well as tennis courts. Aiden Golf and Country Club has everything to meet your needs. Contact Wilbur today at 746-3389 to ask about tee times or to schedule your golf tournament. You can also find Aiden Golf and Country Club at AidenGolf.com.
Mmm, tastes like homemade. Ann's dumplings and bases make good cooks great cooks. Come see for yourself at the Pitt County Fair. Come try Ann's dumplings, chicken, ham, vegetable, and beef bases at the Pitt County Fair all week, starting October 1st through October 6th. Miss Ann invites you and your family to come to the Harvest Time Foods booth and try all of her famous products, including Ann's One Sauce. It's always fun at the fair, and especially when you can get a taste of Ann's Dumplings products. See you at the Pitt County Fair.
Wake up, people!
Good morning!
Welcome to the one show that will have Greenville, Rocky Mount, Washington, and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here is your host, Henry Hinton.
Well,
Mama said there'd be days like this.
Just as we were coming on the air, I just spilled coffee all over the table here. Well, yeah, you know.
There'd be days
Michael, do me
like
a favor.
This.
Grab us a few more of those paper towels there. That's how you know it's live. It's live radio.
That's no indication of how your day is going to be. At least I hope
well, it was
not.
Going pretty good. It was going pretty good up till then, but... You know, now it's we got coffee all over the place. We got coffee all over me. Did I get any on you?
No, you did not.
Didn't get any on you?
None
on
me.
Good morning, everybody.
More importantly, did you get any on the microphone?
No, I did not.
Good, perfect.
I did not get any on your microphone. I was trying to prepare for the program.
Hang on. Can you do the weather?
Yeah. Humid again today, Henry. It's going to be hot. Kind of humid right now. 72 degrees locally. There's a 30% chance of rain for today. And again, I think the same rain chance continues throughout the night into tomorrow morning, but the rain's going to move out tomorrow afternoon, and Friday is looking pretty good with a mix of sun and clouds, and the weekend, too. Mix of sun and clouds there with highs back into the lower 70s for Wednesday, and I was telling you, and looking ahead to next week, we got one day with a high of 65 degrees.
Wow.
Those cool temperatures are coming. They're on the way.
I'm kind of ready for them. I think it feels sticky and muggy and... yucky out there this morning.
Yeah, me too.
Lynette Taylor is back at the news desk for the second day this week. 2 out of 3 days. That's
it's a record.
Good.
No, it's
What's
not
up with that?
Well, you know, it's Wednesdays are my days. Those
right.
are my days.
So you sat in for
yes, for Carly on
for
Monday.
Carly on Monday, who's doing the seafood festival.
All over it.
I saw her on TV this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, I think the coffee is now. I think we've got it in a manageable state. That's a, you know, I was just thinking about my most embarrassing moment. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh gosh, I have so many.
Can
that
you think
I really
of anything
can't.
Really?
I
can think of two things that stand out in my life, and I was just reminded of one because they were just about to tell us we were on the air when I spilled that cup of coffee. When I was doing Carolina Today years ago on Channel 9, there was a lady over in Williamston. Who baked this It was Easter week. It was the show before, the Friday before Easter. And so I guess it was Good Friday, maybe. And this lady from Williamston came in and brought this unbelievable Easter bunny cake.
Mm.
It was gorgeous. It was this beautiful cake, and you could tell she'd spent hours making this cake. And seriously, we had it on the table. I think Jim Woods was sitting next to me, and we had it on the table. And right before they said, "You're on," when the red light came on and they were pointing, I mean, 5 seconds before, I turned to Jim and knocked the cake off of the table.
Oh.
And she's in the studio and all that. I mean, and so you're like, oh, my God, we're going on the air like right now.
That poor
and
woman.
There is the cake on the floor. And I thought, this is the worst thing I've ever done in my life. And, you know, I was looking at the woman's face on the other side of the studio. She was horrified. It's the other thing, which a friend of mine reminded me this week. We were at a wedding reception years ago, and one of our biggest clients on this radio station and a close friend, and we were actually at this wedding reception. His wife had on this gorgeous, gorgeous outfit. And, of course, I had red wine in my hand, and somebody pushed me, and the red wine went, boom, all over this lady's extremely expensive outfit. And look, and to this day, that person is a good friend and one of our biggest clients.
That's I won't say who it is.
So those were those are the two I can think of. Have you got any that can match that?
I mean, my only real embarrassing moment, which, of course, was captured on television, is when Wynton Marsalis was here playing at ECU, and he plays the saxophone, and I turned to him to do the interview, and I knocked the saxophone that was in his mouth up into his teeth. And
Wynton Marsalis?
Yes.
So you're the one that ended Wynton Marsalis'
career? I'm not
going
to claim that because I don't want him to come back and finally sue me. But his reaction was, "What's wrong with you, woman?" And
serious? Yes. He was really mad?
Well, no, he wasn't mad.
Yeah, see, I could never see anybody getting mad at you because you're the sweetest creature on the face of the earth.
Oh, you're so kind.
But no, you are. I mean, everybody loves you. He must not have known you very well.
Well, he said that and started laughing. But
so he was joking.
Right. But, I mean, I could have ended his career.
Yeah.
The fact that I almost knocked out his teeth with his instrument there. Yeah. But that was the most embarrassing
McGee,
I can think of. I have several.
Have you got one?
Not involving radio or TV, but I have one. Yeah, my most embarrassing moment by far, I'll never forget it, was playing basketball at North Edgecombe High School. We didn't have the tear-away pants.
Oh, yeah.
You're warming up.
Oh, no.
At the top of the key. And one night I wore tidy whities, which I wanted to be comfortable and free.
Tidy whities.
I had to tore the pants away.
You didn't
away.
Have on the athletic supporter?
Nope. Didn't wear that in basketball. Tore them away and at the same time pulled my shorts down and everything. And we had short jerseys still. We still had the cheap jersey. Yeah, they saw it all.
Wow.
Yep. Tidy whities and everything. Yep.
So your tidy whities were there.
Right at the top of the key. Thing. Bam.
Wow.
Yep.
Welcome to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm not sure that.
Hello. Starting at guard, Tidy Whitey McGee.
Today is the Tidy Whiteys. As opposed to Swing Easies?
Yeah. Those are better.
It is the 3rd of October, and I think the weather held out again last night for the fair, didn't it?
Yeah.
My son and daughter-in-law took my grandson back. He's gone two nights in a row now. My 3-year-old grandson
has gone.
He loves it. I didn't talk to him, but I saw some pictures on Facebook. It looked like the weather was okay.
Yeah.
So both nights it's been threatening. And tonight the weather's down to 30%. So I think the weather's going to be okay the rest of the week for the fair. Get out there and enjoy the Pitt County Fair. And see the one-man band. Did you miss that yesterday?
I did.
We had the one-man
like
band
him.
In here.
I love him.
He is really he's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You look and you're at the fair and you just hear all this music and you look and it's one guy strapped up with all this stuff.
It's like he cymbals, plays 9.5 instruments, including his vocals.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he really is.
He is amazing.
He plays it with his feet and all that. I mean, it's if he ever pulled a muscle, he would have to leave off half the instrument.
Yeah, he would. That takes some talent.
Today is Chubby Checker's birthday. If you're having a birthday today on October the 3rd. Chubby Checker of the Twist fame, 71 years old today. Tommy Lee of Motley Crue is 50. Gwen Stefani of No Doubt, the singing group, is 43. And Sean William Scott Isn't he the guy from the American Pie movies?
Yep.
What was his name?
I never watched those movies.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, 30s. Stifler. Yeah. Stifler. Thank you.
That's it.
I should have known Hayden would know Stifler. And they're still making those movies, aren't they? They're going to be making those movies when Stifler's got grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of American Pie, it'll be American Metamucil or something. The first debates are tonight. We got them all for you here on the radio tonight. Of course, they'll also be on WITN tonight and across a statewide network of radio and television stations. The Pat McCrory-Walter Dalton debate is at 7 p.m. tonight, followed at 8 o'clock here on 103.7 and WNBU 94.1 by 1 hour of commentary live from the North Carolina News Network, and I'm going to be a part of that tonight. I'm actually going to be in the audience tonight at public TV. You think they'll welcome me with open arms when I walk into public TV? I've been such a critic of public TV. And look, let me tell you something else I'm not happy about. Here's my first rant of the morning. They're going to be some today, by the way. This is going to be Rant Wednesday. I'm on the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Board of Directors. So is the Big Kahuna, Chris Mossman at WITN. And Chris has been very instrumental. He was the chairman of the debate committee. And I got to protest the fact that Dave Jordan is going to be one of the panelists tonight asking questions.
He is.
There was this huge discussion about who was going to MC the gubernatorial debates. And, of course, this is being sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. And so it turns out that they put all the anchor guys in a hat and drew one out. And so WITN's got Dave tonight.
Yep.
And there's going to be, I think, Kent Cameron from, is it High Point? WGHP, I think, is on there. And then there's going to be somebody from Charlotte as well. So there are going to be three news people asking the questions tonight, which I'm okay with. I thought that was great. But then I find out that Shannon Vickery of Public Television is going to be the MC. And I'm like, what's that all about? Somebody who couldn't get hired at any of the TV stations. I shouldn't have said that. But, because we're doing it at public television. And I've been opposed to doing it at public television from the beginning. I just don't think we should have done it at public television. That's just me. There's my first rant. That's kind of a personal thing. Maybe we shouldn't have gotten into that one, but the debates tonight, 7 o'clock, 7 to 8, the gubernatorial debate, 9 o'clock tonight. Is it 2 hours or 1 hour? I think it's 2 hours, isn't it? The presidential debate?
Oh, the presidential debate, yes.
If you're going to be on the road and you can't get TV, we'll have them all on the radio for you here on 94.1 WNBU and on 103.7 WTIB. And here's the thing. Do you know about the bomb that was dropped last night from the Daily Caller? How is this going to play? I've got the video that everybody's talking about this morning, a video from a speech Obama made as a candidate in 2007. Now, why this video has not surfaced before now, I don't know. But the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com, has just posted it yesterday. This is a speech that was made right after Hurricane Katrina and all the problems down there. And, you know, there Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all these folks were calling George Bush a racist. Remember Kanye West when they had the telephone?
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West went on TV and called George Bush a racist. Well, guess who else alluded that George Bush was a racist and the fact that the people down in New Orleans were being shunned by the federal government and not given aid quick enough by the federal government? Senator Barack Obama, who made a speech back at Hampton University in 2007. Now, why this video has not surfaced before now, I don't know. But I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to play the audio from it. It's about 4 minutes, so it's going to take a few minutes, but you'll want to hear it because this is what everybody's going to be talking about now today. Well, I say everybody. Everybody but MSNBC, they won't even probably play it. But the, you know, the, all the stuff going on with Romney after the comments about the 47% and all that, and the way the liberal media, okay, now Dennis Mitchell has already come back and said that video was covered in 2007 by all the network. Maybe so. Even if it was, I mean, it, should it be a campaign issue today? I think that it should be, especially in light of the fact that you've got Obama saying, well, I got to be president of, I represent all the people. I represent all the people. Listen to this video from 2007. I mean, even his accent, he does the Hillary Clinton, you know, I've come too far. You know, it's like, you know, all that stuff she was doing to kind of play to the audience. Listen to this 2007 speech from Hampton University when Obama was running for president. It's going to take a few minutes to listen to it, but it's worth hearing. And by the way, he starts off with a little comment about a guy named Jeremiah Wright.
And then I've got to give a special shout out to my pastor, the guy who puts up with me, counsels me, listens to my wife complain about me.
Have you ever heard Obama speak like this before? Listen to my wife complain about me.
He's a friend and a great leader, not just in Chicago, but all throughout the country. So please, everybody, give an extraordinary welcome to my pastor, Dr. Say? Jeremiah Wright Jr., President of the United Church of Christ. Where's he at? There he is. That's him. That's him right there. You're wearing a suit today, right? Well, make sure that we rebuild New Orleans and the Gulf. Stop going, cut the bureaucracy, cut the red tape. Think about it. There's a law, I just want to give you one example because this really steams me up. This isn't in the prepared remarks. Down in New Orleans.
By the way, this is where it turns into an Al Sharpton rally right here.
Where they still have not rebuilt 20 months later. There's a law, federal law, when you get reconstruction money from the federal government called the Stafford Act. And basically it says, when you get federal money, you've got to give a 10% match. The local government's got to come up with 10%. Every $10 federal government comes up with, local government's got to give a dollar. Now here's the thing. When 9/11 happened in New York City, they waived the Stafford Act. Said, this is too serious a problem. We can't expect New York City to rebuild on its own. Forget that dollar you got to put in. Well, here's $10. And that was the right thing to do. When Hurricane Andrew struck in Florida, people said, look at this devastation. We don't expect you to come up with your own money here. Here's the money to rebuild. We're not going to wait for you to scratch it together because you're part of the American family. What's happening down in New Orleans? Where's your dollar? Where's your Stafford Act money? Makes no sense. Tells me the bullet hasn't been taken out. Tells me that somehow the people down in New Orleans, they don't care about as much. And that's where I met Reverend Wright and started going to Trinity United Church of Christ. And he helped me on another journey and introduced me to someone named Jesus Christ. And
is this appropriate for the President of the United States right here?
And I learned that my sins could be redeemed. I learned that those things that I was too weak to accomplish myself, maybe he could accomplish them for me. If I place my trust in him And I learned that ordinary people can achieve extraordinary things.
All right, so there it is. That's the speech. Now, it's interesting. You know, he wouldn't give up and give a speech about Jesus Christ today, I don't think. In fact,
I thought parts of that video had not been seen by anybody.
I don't know. But, I mean, here's the thing. The amazing thing to me about that, you know, he's standing up there. He's obviously trying to rile this crowd up like Al Sharpton and Jesse J. It was an Al Sharpton-style kind of speech in 2007. And all we've heard from Chris Matthews and the liberal left is what a great leader this man is. And all we hear from him is, well, you know, with Mitt Romney and his 47% speech, you know, I can't afford to do that. I got to be president of all the people. I can be president of all the people. Here he is alluding, like other people, that George W. Bush is a racist and that people inside the federal government back in 2006, 2007, post-Katrina, shunned New Orleans because of racism. Which, you know, I if you believe that, you believe it, and you're not going to have your mind changed. But to hear the guy who's running for president of the United States to do that, I hope that the media treats this just like they're treating the 47% comments by Romney. But, of course, you won't hear MSNBC or CBS and probably not the mainstream networks do it. They won't do it. They'll bury it this week, but there'll be other people out there talking about it. And I think it is an issue. I think it's a fair issue. By the way, for the first time, I think, ever in this election season, there's a poll out showing Obama leading in North Carolina. The WREL television poll was released yesterday, conducted by Survey USA, 573 voters, and conducted Saturday through Monday last weekend, had a margin of error of 4.2%, and it says that Barack Obama has a 49-47% lead over Mitt Romney in North Carolina. So you see how quickly things are changing, which means, of course, you know, they could be changing for the positive for Mitt Romney. You know, because this one poll, in fact, there's now a poll out that shows Romney is out now within 2 percentage points of Obama in Virginia. And again, I say tonight is a very big night for Mitt Romney. We're going to talk to my friend Doug Raymond, who's a political consultant, next hour. We're going to talk about what Pat McCrory's hoping to accomplish tonight, what Walter Dalton's hoping to accomplish, and what the two presidential candidates. You know, does it matter to you what color tie a guy comes out wearing tonight? You know, psychologists and consultants say that it does matter.
Really?
Doug's got an interesting perspective on that. We're going to talk about that. By the way, before we get into sports, I've also got to play this clip from Joe Biden yesterday. I know that it's kind of old news by now, but you know, Cousin Eddie was at it again yesterday. I heard Tom Lampert playing this yesterday afternoon. Speaking in Charlotte. By the way, when his plane was landing in Charlotte, the plane was descending, and then it had to pull back up because of a storm. Air Force Two appeared headed toward a landing in Charlotte about 11 a.m. when the 757 abruptly pulled back up and circled for about 35 minutes. So that was before he gave the speech, and then he gave the speech, and then he said something I think we can all agree with when he was speaking to the folks in Charlotte.
How they can justify raising taxes in the middle class that's been buried the last 4 years. How in Lord's name can they justify raising their taxes?
Who is he talking about raising taxes? And yes, we do agree with you, Vice President Biden. The middle class has been buried the last 4 years.
How they can justify raising taxes in the middle class that's been buried the last 4 years.
Which, by the way, is exactly how long President Obama has been in office. What was his message there? What was he trying to say? You know, wouldn't you just be scared to death if that guy was your running mate? You know, we've buried the middle class with taxes in the last 4 years. There's a good campaign speech. I mean, what was his message? I can't even get to the point that he was trying to make because they've been in charge for the last 4 years. And I'm not aware of George Bush proposing any new taxes. Was he just smoking some wacky tobacco yesterday or something? What was going on with Biden? Of course, Paul Ryan immediately responded on the campaign trail.
Vice President Biden just today said that the middle class over the last 4 years has been, quote, buried. We agree. That means we need to stop digging by electing Mitt Romney, the next president of the United States.
By the way, back to the Obama 2007 speech. You know, the Daily Caller is Tucker Carlson's website, and Carlson actually appeared on Hannity last night talking about the piece of tape that you just heard from 2007 when Obama spoke in Hampton, Virginia.
This accent is absurd. This is not the way Obama talks. At least it's not the way he's talked in the dozens, the scores of speeches I've watched him give or public appearances I've seen him make. This is a put-on. This is phony. That's the issue one. Second issue is he is telling a predominantly black audience something very clear. The federal government doesn't like you because you are black. That's a demagogic thing to say. That's a divisive thing.
That's what he's saying.
They don't like you because they are black. That is the theme of the speech from front to back, from beginning to end. They don't like you because of your skin color.
Hard to argue. What will Obama's response to that be? It's hard to argue. By the way, one more thing, since Lynette's rejoined us here in the studio. Have you heard the Today Show ratings have now gotten so bad that they're trying to get Ann Curry to come back? Oof. I think that whole thing backfired on NBC.
Well, it did. I mean, unfortunately, it's hard to explain many times when there's a rating issue why a network will decide to make changes in hopes that it'll boost the ratings. But
you think she'll come back?
I think that... right now, they have her on an assignment, and they keep sending her to some of the worst locations where there's a lot of violence. But she is into that type of reporting.
You know, you got to wonder now if maybe Matt Lauer was the problem, not her, because you know a lot of people really liked Ann Curry, and
when
they fired her on the Today Show, people were upset and mad and started going to Good Morning America. In fact, from what I understand, Ann Curry has responded through a spokesman this morning. She's actually asked Will Ferrell to respond to the NBC question. Will you come back to the Today Show?
Matt Lauer can suck it!
That's a good spokesperson to have.
Yeah.
He's a good one to have.
That was Will Ferrell from the movie Land of the Lost, by the way.
Matt Lauer can suck it!
All right, let's do sports. Here's McGee on sports.
35 home games at Lewis Field inside Clark LeClaire Stadium, including the 10th annual Keith LeClaire Classic, highlight the 2013 EC baseball schedule released on Tuesday. Pirates have 20 games against teams that earned a bid to the 2012 NCAA Regionals, 26 against teams with 35-plus wins and 14 that finished ranked in the national polls. ECU will play 17 of its first 18 games at Clark LeClaire, as well as 10 of its final 13. The opening series will be against ACC opponent Virginia. ECU strong safety Chip Thompson has been named the FWAA Bronco Nagurski National Defensive Player of the Week for games of the weekend of September 29th. Thompson registered 8 tackles, made 2 fourth quarter INTs, and recorded another pass breakup in ECU's 28-18 win over UTEP. The Pirates will take on UCF tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Orlando. In the eyes of the NCAA, North Carolina is taking all the necessary steps to clean up the academic scandal uncovered through an investigation into the football team, but they have not ruled out additional sanctions should internal investigations that are currently ongoing uncover further improprieties. In an interview Monday with the Memphis radio station, NCAA President Mark Emmert said, quote, "The fact is North Carolina right now is doing, from all appearances, a good job of trying to get to the bottom of what their problems are," end quote. He did not go into any specifics about the investigation. And New Bern is ranked 2nd in the latest 4A state AP high school football poll. Bears are 6-0 and take on 6-0 Hoggard Friday night. Havelock is 3rd in the 3A poll. Tarboro 1 in the 2A poll. And Aiden Rifton currently 9th in the 1A ranks.
All right, very good. That's our sports update at 7:38. We got a funny laugh track coming up this morning. More talk of the town here for Wednesday, the third day of October. When we return, WITN News headlines and debate analysis. We're going to talk about what the candidates are trying to do tonight when they get on TV to try to convince you to vote for them. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Mosley here.
Hi, I'm Barry Knowles.
And we're the Copier Guys.
Ever since we have adopted our new vision to have CopyPro in every office, companies all over Eastern North Carolina have been replacing old technology with new color systems from Savin.
Call us today and we'll replace your old black and white system with a color system for the same or less money than your current lease.
If you're listening and CopyPro isn't in your office, then stop wasting your money and call today.
I'm Steve Mosley.
And I'm Barry Knowles, and we want to put CopyPro in your office.
Call 800-682-6558 or on the web at copypro.net.
This is Coach Ruff McNeil for Trade Wilco. There are a lot of new and exciting changes happening at Trade Wilco right now, and I want to share some of the great news with the Pirate Nation. Many larger and fully remodeled stores have been added to their lineup, and with more than 300 locations throughout the Southeast, there is always a Trade Wilco right around the corner. You can also pick up a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, America's favorite coffee, when you stop by to fill your tank. Trade Wilco is a proud member of Pirates Supporting Pirates and invites all Pirates to visit us today.
Remember the days when you could go to your favorite butcher shop and get your pork chops or steaks cut just the way you like them? Well, you still can. Acre Station Meat Farm on Highway 32 in Pinetown, north of Washington, is Eastern Carolina's traditional butcher shop. Acre Station is where you can get your order cut the way you want it. The best sausage, bacon, and pork chops and steaks you'll ever taste.
I get my steaks from Acre Station because the quality is great, and they can cut it any size you like, and just can't find a selection like that anywhere else.
I like to go get my roast at Acre Station because they cut it at about 6 pounds, and that's perfect for my family, because I just can't find what I'm looking for at the grocery store anymore.
Acre Station, your traditional butcher shop in Pinetown, just outside Washington on Highway 32. Find out what others have always known. The short trip to Acre Station is worth the drive.
At Acre Station, you just get that good, friendly service you just can't find anymore.
I guarantee it's the best sausage and bacon you'll ever eat.
Finding the diamond to symbolize your love can be an anxious and uncertain task. What makes a perfect diamond? Can you afford it? Will she love it?
If it comes from you, chances are good. But why take chances when you have Bailey's Fine Jewelry down the street?
A friendly face will answer your questions and inform you of anything you want to know. We want you to feel comfortable and confident with your purchase.
That's why we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. If she doesn't absolutely love it, exchange it or get your money back. No questions asked.
We also offer 100 days of protection against a better price elsewhere.
Bailey's has the best warranty in the business, and don't worry, it's valid no matter where life may take you. That's why so many choose us as their personal jeweler.
We are the experts you can trust.
Bailey's, voted the best place to buy your diamond. We're located in Greenville at 511 Red Banks Road across from Moe's. You'll also find us in Rocky Mount, Raleigh, and Fayetteville.
Every woman wants a Bailey box.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It is 72 degrees at 7:42. I'm Lynette Taylor with your WITN news update. Now, the bodies of three Winterville-based National Guard members arrived at Dover Air Force Base last night after they were killed in Afghanistan. One of the casualties, Sergeant Jeremy Hardison, was from Maysville in Jones County. The others were Sergeant Donna Johnson of Rayford and Sergeant T.J. Butler of Wilmington. Now, the three were members of the 514th Military Police Company out of Winterville. The Defense Department has yet to release more information about how the three were killed, but three U.S. service members were killed early Monday in eastern Afghanistan when a motorcycle packed with explosives rammed into a joint Afghan-American patrol. A lot of people are reacting to the home invasion story where a woman says an intruder forced her to swallow pills before her dogs chased the man away. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says a woman who was letting her dogs out around 1 a.m. in Grifton was assaulted by a masked man who forced his way into her home, pushed her to the ground, and forced her to swallow pills. Detectives are waiting on tests to find out what those pills were. Now, the woman's dog chased the man away, according to authorities. Well, you may have heard detectives talk about means, motive, and opportunity when it comes to crime. Well, Carteret County lawmen have released the suspected motive in the murder of a 90-year-old woman, and it was money. Authorities believe money motivated the great-niece of 90-year-old Goldie Hall of Newport to kill her. Hall's body was found last Thursday in Newport. 30-year-old Rhonda Hagen is accused of killing Hall and remains jailed without bond. The local 12-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert is finally back home. Abigail LaFever's neighbors and her little brother greeted her as she arrived home in Newport yesterday afternoon. That's according to her dad, Robert LaFever. He allowed us to speak to Abigail on the phone last night. She said that she's glad to be home and excited to be back. Well, understandably, Robert LaFever told us he did not want to do an interview on camera last night, but he will plan to talk to WITN today. A new Thoroughway bus service by Amtrak will now go through multiple cities in Eastern Carolina. Starting today, one Amtrak route will service Greenville, New Bern, Havelock, and Moorhead City, while another route will provide service to Goldsboro, Kinston, Jacksonville, and Wilmington. Each of these routes will connect with the Amtrak Palmetto train service at the Amtrak station in Wilson. That train goes north to New York City and south to Miami. Well, for North Carolinians, tonight's presidential debate will be the second televised debate of the evening. WITN will be at the governor's race debate to ask questions and bring you the debate live. The North Carolina Association of Broadcasters is organizing the debate between Democratic Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton and Republican Pat McCrory, the former mayor of Charlotte. WITN will cover the debate at 7 o'clock tonight at the UNC-TV studios in Research Triangle Park. Now, Dave Jordan will bring you live reports starting on WITN News at 5, and then he will also be among those asking questions during that debate. And that's your WITN News update. I'm Lynette Taylor.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Cloudy this morning, followed by isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid and a high temperature around 80. And chance of rain is only 30% today and tonight, which is a good thing. That's the lowest chance of rain we've had for the Pitt County Fair all week, and I don't think we've had rain in the evenings yet, so that's a good thing. Tomorrow, we're looking for a few showers in the morning, and temperatures will be a little cooler tomorrow, 73 the high tomorrow. Be a perfect night tomorrow night to come out and sit on the deck at the Mellow Mushroom with us and get ready for the ECU Central Florida game and our Pirate Game Day countdown out there with McGee. And then on Friday for the Tony Collins golf tournament for the Police Athletic League here in Greenville, we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds and a high temperature around 82 degrees, currently 72 degrees. Our news and weather update this hour brought to you by our friends at Suddenlink. Hey, don't get failed by your dish again. Get SL200 right now. That's the new SL200 HD TV. And if you do that, you'll get $300 in credits to help with the cancellation fees that you're going to get from the satellite guys. With it, you get free high definition, free video on demand with thousands of titles available. And by the way, you know, when there's nothing but these singing shows, these singing competitions on now, I've become a video on demand freak. I mentioned earlier, so my new thing is Boss, which I'm into the Kelsey Grammer miniseries Boss. That is awesome. I got into Breaking Bad first, then I got into Boss. Pretty neat. Get $300 cash back. Dump your dish for SL200. Get Suddenlink TV, internet, and home phone. Bundles as low as $65 a month. Call them for more details at 1-866-432-1184, 866-432-1184 for Suddenlink. And by the way, speaking of video on demand, Dark Shadows premiered last night. Dark Shadows. You seen it, Hayden? No? Anybody? Anybody?
I heard it sucked.
You heard it sucked? Well, then don't rent that one, then. Yeah. It's got Johnny Depp in it, right?
Yeah,
if Johnny Depp's in it, it's got to suck.
He's pretty much sleepwalking these days.
Hayden with the singer. Hey, we need to save that one for Romney tonight. All right, 7:48. We got a funny laugh track and more Talk of the Town for Wednesday, October the 2nd. Be right back.
This is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's important to have a good experience in your home buying or refinance process. The very first thing you should do is to call us, Talbot Green, and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. With all the unknowns in today's real estate market, you need a seasoned lender to make sure your buying experience is smooth. Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Denise Worsley, and Jeff Tant have over 60 years of experience combined. D&J Gateway Mortgage has the ability to make your buying and refinance experience a success. Realtors suggest suggest calling us first to determine your price range. If you're interested in buying a new primary or second home, you need to know how much you're pre-qualified to buy. So before you even start looking for properties, call our office and we'll give you all the information you need to get started. Interest rates are at new historical lows. We're getting our customers rates as low as 2.75%. Call us today. D&J Gateway Mortgage, 565-4377. That's 565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
Winslow's Deli, Tavern, and Market is more than a restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Winslow's is Greenville's premier spot for 46 beers on tap, over 400 craft beers in the bottle, and Eastern North Carolina's largest selection of bourbon and whiskey. There's always something going on at Winslow's, so gather friends for half-price bottles of wine on Monday, karaoke on Tuesdays, Wednesdays for jazz, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, live music or a DJ. Winslow's is the perfect spot for our Sunday brunch buffet, daily drink specials, and our two outdoor patios, one for smoking and the other for non-smokers. Winslow's, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is Greenville's dining preference and nightlife spot. For bridal showers, private parties, business meetings, or large groups, call Catherine at 364-8921. Winslow's in Uptown Greenville.
There's definitely something special about Eastern North Carolina. It's like a secret that only those of us who live here know. This is Miles Menzies with Pepsi Menzies Bottling Group. I'm the fourth generation of my family to have the honor of distributing Pepsi-Cola products to my neighbors here in Eastern North Carolina. For over 75 years, my family has taken pride in this great responsibility, and we are proud to have remained locally owned and operated for over seven decades. When you purchase a Pepsi in Eastern North Carolina, you're supporting your community and keeping those dollars right here in your own backyard. There's a special connection between Pepsi and the people in Eastern North Carolina. There's a lot of heritage here, and we do our best to honor that every day. Community support is a mindset instilled by previous generations and a company philosophy that we are proud to continue. Menzies Bottling Group was a founding member of the Power Club way back in the 1960s, and we still bleed purple and gold with the rest of you. There's a lot to love about Eastern North Carolina, but football and tailgating are high on that list. So fill your coolers with Pepsi this fall, and thank you for allowing us to serve you for all these years. Support local, drink Pepsi.
Listen while taking a shower, brushing your teeth, and even help prevent ear decay. First thing every morning, Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town. Weekdays from 7 to 9. This is 103.7 WTIB.
All right, we got a laugh track here in a minute. 7:51. Welcome back to a Talk of the Town. Henry and Trent and Lynette Taylor this morning, and if you're listening to us on 94.1, Phil Knight will be back Monday. I know you're missing Phil this week. Thanks for putting up with us. We're going to do a little discussion next hour about politics. Suzanne Sartell was at the North Carolina Free Enterprise briefing yesterday, and they talked about the state races. Did you go to that, McGee?
I did.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
John Rustin always does a nice
always.
Job.
It's always.
And, of course, tonight are the debates, and so we're going to have Doug Raymond on next hour. Doug is a very successful political consultant, has represented a lot of Eastern North Carolina successfully, successful politicians, and he's going to give his views on what the candidates have to do to be successful tonight in the debates for governor and president. And I'm scanning the newspapers here, the ones that I didn't pour coffee on earlier.
that you can still read.
Yeah, I lost the front page. The front page of the News and Observer this morning has got a story about the North Carolina basketball team and them taking a weapons course from the naval weapons course. And, again, it's one of those articles that kind of insinuates that someone that there was a professor in that class that kind of gave a nod in the wink to the academic support staff that said, hey, if you put your you put your athletes in here, but this time it's basketball players, people like Tyler Hansbrough, that took this course, and there was no test. There was no test. All they had to do was write a paper. Now, it wasn't a no-show course like the Swahili thing, where all they had to do was write a paper at the end, but they did. Where they were required to come to class, but how'd they get a grade? They just turned in a paper at the end.
30 of the 38 students in the class were athletes. Six of those members were basketball players. The class's average grade point average that semester was 3.63, or better than a B+. So,
when this thing starts hitting the basketball, you know, we've been saying it. The News Observer won't stop digging, and now they're looking at stuff that the basketball team took. This can't be good.
You know, but and Mark Emmert, it's funny, this came down the same day that Mark Emmert had that interview with the Memphis radio station. Again, he didn't go into specifics, but I don't know how much you can read into what he said, and that he thinks North Carolina is doing all they can do, and they've done a good job up to this point. Now, there may be more to it.
Who's that?
He's the president of the NCAA.
So. Chow, please. They didn't find any of this when they did their investigation. Let's see what happens with Governor Martin's
investigation. He could have said is they're doing a good job of finding what we didn't find.
Well, sure they are. Who's doing a good job? The News and Observer. The North Carolina administration is not doing anything. You know, you remember the university chancellor up there, Holden Thorpe, said, yeah, we've done a thorough investigation. We've looked. We don't see anything else.
That's it. We're done.
I see that they had the big groundbreaking for the Amtrak bus yesterday. Thank goodness for that. Thank goodness Greenville's going to have a bus to the Amtrak station in Wilson. How have we survived without that at this point? There's your tax money, folks. All right, 7:55. Let's do a laugh track. Here is comedian Brian Reagan this morning.
My wife and I, we have two wonderful kids and another kid. And the majority of your kids are good, man. Now, we have two kids, I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. It's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table.
Been there, done that.
Actual sentence I had to put together and aim at another member of our species. My son was sitting at the table with his arms up. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out. You're welcome.
Brian Reagan. We'll be back.
A radio station had some old political ads laying around. At East Carolina Bank, we figured we'd use one for this commercial. That way, we spend less time writing ads and more time taking care of your banking needs.
Who's in your corner? For the last
92 years,
Brady McAllister
and East Carolina Bank
has been serving the great people of
Eastern North Carolina,
dedicated to solving the issues that truly matter.
With awesome banking products and services you won't find at the big banks.
When others are looking out for their own interests,
East Carolina Bank
is looking out for you.
Still needs a little work, but you get the point. Want to switch from your bank to East Carolina Bank? Ask us how easy it is with Switch Agent. Stop by an office to learn more or click myecb.com. East Carolina Bank, creating success together. Member FDIC.
Catch the fall savings at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Greenville.
Every Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle on the lot is available in 0% financing.
It's the Jeep Celebration Event.
Lease a new Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month.
Or check out Ram Power Days
and lease the new Ram Quad Cab for just $290 a month.
You can also lease a 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan for just $279 a month.
Check out the Jeep Celebration Event and Ram Power Days going on now.
And take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap. the East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Lease payments based on 39 months with $25.99 down on Grand Cherokee and $29.99 down on truck and minivan. See dealer for details.
Computers. What would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PC Care.
Women's wealth is increasing, and so is their need for solid financial planning. From family to marriage, divorce or retirement, taxes and estate planning, Tommy Pate and Dean Cohn of the Journeys Group in Aiden will empower you to make the best possible financial decisions in order for you to create the life you want on your own terms. Financial advice is universal, but some issues affect women more than men. For sound financial advice that pertains to your personal situation, call Tommy Pate or Dean Cohn with the Journeys Group at 746-6785.
Four more years of Obama will be the end of this country.
103.7 WTIV.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. They may say more than they plan to do. Both President Obama and his challenger Mitt Romney have been criticized for not spelling out what they'd do over the next 4 years on taxes, the deficit, the economy. Both men face each other tonight in the first presidential debate. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
For the president's team, it is all about pushing Governor Romney to get specific, especially about taxes, just as voters at Obama rallies have been demanding. Cynthia Myers is in Ohio.
I want to hear details. I want to hear a plan.
Both candidates insist on standing for the debate. After a coin toss, President Obama chose to take the first debate question. Governor Romney chose to make the final closing statement. Ann Compton, ABC News in Nevada.
Romney's specifics on his tax plans may be coming. ABC's Vic Ratner.
Hinting at what he might say on stage tonight, Mitt Romney suggested in a Denver interview a new $17,000 limit on tax deductions, giving taxpayers the choice of how they use it. They could deduct charitable contributions, home mortgage interest, health care expenses, up to that amount. Romney said those limits on deductions could be coupled with a 20% cut in income tax rates.
Conservative critics of the president are circulating an Obama speech made 5 years ago. ABC's Jake Tapper.
Conservatives are seizing on the remarks to paint President Obama as willing to divide the American people, pandering to this audience of black clergymen to suggest the federal government has a racial bias against the city of New Orleans.
Obama aides say the talk about the five-year-old speech is a desperate attempt to change the subject. American Airlines offering an explanation for why rows of seats came loose on three separate planes in mid-flight. It's ruled out sabotage, says it could be the result of human error. This is ABC News.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ Blood Glucose Meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ Meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ Meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources, her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The auto industry has reason to be happy. ABC's Alex Stone looks at September sales figures.
If you've bought a new car in the last few months, you're not alone. Auto Data finds car and truck sales in the U.S. are now at their highest level since the beginning of 2008, and that helps out the entire economy, says Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds.
Despite some of the mixed economic news out there, auto sales continue to be a bright spot in the overall economy.
Of the big three U.S. automakers, Chrysler is doing the best this year with a 12% sales. sales increase over last year, and Japanese automakers are posting strong gains as well. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A scathing new government report takes aim at the nutritional supplement industry. It comes from the Inspector General of the Health and Human Services Department. It says in many cases there have been misleading claims, even illegal ones, made for nutritional supplements by a number of companies. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Okay, welcome in. Hour two of Talk of the Town here on Wednesday, the third day of October. Good to have you here. We are talking debates today. Tomorrow we're going to be talking ECU football because big game tomorrow night. And we have our Pews Tire and Service Center pregame show, our Pirate Game Day Countdown, live on the patio at the Mellow Mushroom tomorrow night from 6 to 8. You coming, Suzanne Sartell?
I am not.
I will buy your pizza.
I'll be in Washington, D.C.
You're always a world traveler.
Now, I haven't been anywhere in quite a while, actually, but I have a meeting.
Lynette, after the news?
Oh, I would love to, but I won't
come
be
and I'll buy
to.
You a pizza.
Oh, see, now you made the deal.
They have fabulous pizza there. Yeah. They really do.
They really do.
Get some of the red skin potato pizza.
Sounds
weird,
they have
but
all
it is
kinds
delicious.
Of pizza. Yeah. I'm kind of a boring pizza guy, though. I go for the regular same old, same old. All right, if you're joining us this morning on 94.1 WNBU, you got to put up with me two more days after this. So Phil Knight is on vacation this week, but he will be back. Phil's up in New England. Wouldn't it be great to be up in New England right now?
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
Phil is from Vermont, and he went up there to see his family. But I was just thinking last night, what a great time to go up into the New England states. Especially down here because the ragweed is blossoming down here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Major
feeling it with every breath.
Ragweed stuff this morning. I was sneezing. You were sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came in and spilled coffee all over the place. And so it's been one of those mornings, but we'll get through it. Big night tonight. The debates. First debate for the governor's candidates and first debate also for the presidential candidates. The governor's debate will be at 7 p.m. tonight.
And I'm going to miss that, too.
Oh, you are?
I am. We'll be driving to Washington, D.C.
Well,
I'm going to have to DVR that because I really
don't
want to miss
that. Let me tell you how you can listen to it. You can listen to 103.7 as far as you can get it if you're out of range.
Oh, no. I'll be close to Washington by then.
Well, then you can listen on your TuneIn Radio app.
Oh.
You know, have you got TuneIn Radio on your phone?
No.
You should download. I've told about four people this in the last day. They were like, how can I listen at work? I know it. Gentleman who works up in Murfreesboro asked me that yesterday, and he says, I'll be inside. I'm not sure I'll be able to pick up the station. We're going to carry it all on 103.7 and 94.1, but that also means you'll be able to hear it online on WTIBFM.com, or you can download the TuneIn Radio app if you've got a smartphone and listen on your phone. And it's great quality, by the way.
Cool.
It's great quality.
What's the name of the app again?
TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio. I'll need to download
just
that.
Down in the TuneIn Radio app, and you'll be, and you can pick up radio stations from all over the world on that. But you just go to the Greenville area and pick up WTIB 103.7.
Don't you sometimes wonder with today's technology and all the towers, if we could see the waves, what it would look like?
No.
Weird.
Here's the question: How much is it harming our health?
Well, that's another question. But
that's the other thing that we're all wondering about. Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
It'll probably be the generation of our children or grandchildren who answer that question.
Yeah.
After living in it their whole lives, because you know, you and I didn't have a cell phone when we were a teenager.
That's correct. That is correct. Let's see. So a lot to kind of promote here. We're going to be live at the Mellow Mushroom tomorrow night for the Pirate Game Day Countdown, brought to you by Pews Tire and Service Center. Reed Fogelman's good. There's going to be some giveaways out there. I think I was told Pews Tire is going to have some sort of a thing where the kids can throw the football through some sort of a device. I'm not sure about that, but we're going to have some stuff going on out there, and we hope that you will come out tomorrow night and be a part of it at Mellow Mushroom, 6 to 8. Tomorrow night at the Mellow. come out and get some mellow love tonight. I've gotten we've been talking about the debates a lot this morning. Here's an email from George. George says, there are four debates, Henry. I disagree that Romney needs to win the first debate to take the election. Initially, Obama is the one in the strongest position with regard to inside information and personnel support. Beside that, Obama only needs to needs a draw to maintain his position, needs a draw, meaning, I guess, an even debate. Obama's Hollywood friends will probably script him from low to high over the debates. Romney needs to break even tonight, but he must gain an edge over Obama in the next three debates. And it also remains to be seen how this video that the Daily Caller has put up. Did you hear that this morning?
No.
Obama and his rant this morning. I'll play a piece of it here. Again, the Daily Caller is now re-releasing a video from 2007 during the campaign it's a speech given by Obama at Hampton University back in 2007. And, you know, with all of this discussion about Romney and his 47% and Obama coming out and saying, well, I got to be the president of all the people. This speech in 2007 at Hampton talks about it basically calls George W. Bush a racist. Now, listen to his dialect. Listen to his accent and the way he delivers these comments. Here's Obama back in 2007, and see if the word race baiting fits this speech by the guy that went on to be president of the United States.
Now, here's the thing. When 9/11 happened in New York City, they waived the Stafford Act, said this is too serious a problem. We can't expect New York City to rebuild on its own. Forget that dollar you got to put in. Well, here's $10. And that was the right thing to do. When Hurricane Andrew struck in Florida, people said, look at this devastation. We don't expect you to come up with your own money here. Here's the money to rebuild. We're not going to wait for you to scratch it together because you're part of the American family. What's happening down in New Orleans? Where's your dollar? Where's your Stafford Act money? Makes no sense. Tells me the bullet hasn't been taken out. Tells me that somehow the people down in New Orleans, they don't care about as much.
Where's your dollar? Where's your money? Now, where's that accent coming from? We haven't heard
he
that.
He sounded a little more like Ray Nagin than Obama in here. Remember Ray? Mm-hmm. Remember Ray, the eloquent mayor?
But you know what his words sound like? It sounds like an Al Sharpton rally. It doesn't sound like a campaign speech for the presidency of the United States. It sounds like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all that stuff, and throwing in that accent for good measure. And so, you know, the Daily Caller has put this online, and it'll be interesting to see what the liberal media does with this one now. You know, is this the October surprise or not?
We'll see. If it is, I don't think it's a very strong one.
Well, I didn't think that the I thought that the media turned the Romney comments into more than they were, the 47%. But
yesterday at the political briefing, they always show us funny commercials.
Yeah.
And one of them portrayed Romney as a robot.
Of course.
It was hilarious.
Speaking of that,
regardless of who you support, it was funny.
The North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation does briefings across the state every year. This is an organization that basically is a business-oriented think tank they're not a lobbyist, but they represent business, and what they do is inform business of what's going on in the political world. Now
they're totally nonpartisan. They're a research firm.
Right.
Yeah.
And you attended their briefing here in Greenville yesterday. What'd you come away with?
Oh man, I took all kinds of notes because I knew I would never remember everything they said. But I don't think anything that they talked about would be any kind of surprise. They talked about who's got the most money. I mean, the Republicans have way, way, way more money than the Democrats do.
By the way, speaking of that, Pat McCrory announced yesterday, the campaign announced that they raised $1 million in a week. Mm. And we're researching.
Let's see. The Republican
governor. There goes my sneeze. We're researching to see if that's ever been done in the state of North Carolina in politics before. A $1 million fundraising week And by the way, I was talking to the campaign yesterday. That did not include what was raised in Greenville and Emerald Isle over the weekend. It was really like $1.4 million in 9 days.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Republican Governors Association has already spent $1.3 million in North Carolina and have reserved an additional $3.5 million for fall advertising. And all of their advertising dollars are going into ads opposing Dalton. And then the Democratic Governors Association has spent about $1.8 million, and all of their ads are in opposition to McCrory. But I didn't have any, they didn't give us any information about any plans they had for
additional
money. You know, the problem with
the Democratic National, the Governors Association, the ads are running against Pat McCrory. They're just ineffective ads to me. I mean, they show Pat up there talking about, well, I'm making a living right now. Well, I mean, how is that supposed to be a negative thing? Everybody out there is trying to make a living right now. The guy is, I mean, to me, it backfires on them when you kind of realize that Pat McCrory was having to make a living because he, you know, he's not a wealthy guy. And he was out there making a living. And of course, what they're, you know, the insinuation is that somehow he's doing something under the table to make a living by working for the Moore and Van Allen law firm. But the average person out there doesn't make that connection. I just think those are really ineffective ads. And the one they've got now with McCrory in the washing machine.
I haven't seen that.
It's just stupid.
Was it like Itchy Popkin? Remember
Itchy
Popkin's furniture fair ads?
They got a washing machine going around. They got Pat's face in there. It's so stupid. Anyway.
You know, I'm really tired of all the political advertising, and I tend to fast forward through them because I'm mostly a DVR TV watcher and a video on demand. Anyway, do you want to know about some other races? Of course, their research shows the race is McCrory's to lose.
Yeah, shocker.
And the lieutenant governor's race, Coleman is polling about 4 points ahead of Forrest.
However,
so that's likely to be close.
The WREL poll that was released last night shows the Republican leading Coleman. What's his name?
Well, 4 point
Forrest,
lead
Dan
is
Forrest.
Not a major big
Dan
thing.
But, I mean, it's the first poll I've seen that shows Dan Forrest leading Linda Coleman.
Secretary of State Elaine Marshall is ahead in the polls as much as 10 points in some polls over your buddy Ed.
Ed Goodwin. I talked to Ed earlier this week. Ed was in Greenville earlier this week. You know, a 10-point lead over Ed Goodwin right now does not surprise me and tells me really that is still winnable for him.
Well, one of the interesting things they talked about with the Council of State members is, now Elaine Marshall has very widespread name recognition, but all of them don't. For example, Beth Wood has only been in the auditor's position for one term, I think. And so,
is that right?
Is it one or two? She hasn't been there very long. Okay. I'm thinking that it's only been one term. But so she doesn't have widespread name recognition because there's not a lot of opportunity while you're in office for people to know who the auditor is.
Yep.
Most people don't want to know who the auditor is.
Right.
So anyway, I got lots of stuff if we have time after the break to talk some more.
We'll talk some more. We got Doug Raymond coming up, local Eastern North Carolina political consultant who has done some great work with candidates over the years. Doug's going to do a little, and we'll get him on the phone with us and we'll talk about the debates tonight. And what Romney is hoping to accomplish, what Obama has to do in the debate tonight. Same thing for the governor's candidates. What's Walter Dalton got to do tonight? Is he going to be aggressive tonight? And what about Pat McCrory? Does Pat just have to play defense tonight? What is his strategy going to be? We'll talk about all that and more. And when we come back, some news headlines from WITN. Be right back.
Are you tired of the same old run-of-the-mill apartment lifestyle and ready for a fresh and exciting place to call home? Well, here's some good news. Construction is well underway on the Heritage at Arlington Apartment Homes, and the Greenville Medical District's newest units will be move-in ready by the winter. The Heritage is a community you'll have to see to believe. Each apartment home will feature upgrades you just don't find in everyday apartments. Things like granite countertops, sleek appliances, walk-in closets, and even plank floors. But the upgrades don't stop there. What really sets the Heritage apart is the amenities and location. You'll have unrestricted access to a state-of-the-art clubhouse featuring a fitness center, theater room, game room, tanning beds, a beautiful swimming pool, and children's playroom. The list goes on and on. And the location? The location is unbeatable. Just a 2-minute walk
from the ECU Medical Campus and Vidant Medical Center. The Heritage is perfect for medical students and professionals alike. It's no wonder they call it Greenville's smartest apartment community. Pre-leases are available now, and units start at just $785 per month. With all of these features, units are sure to go fast. Visit theheritagenc.com today and join Greenville's smartest apartment community.
Hello, I'm Jeff Boltonhouse, Vice President of HealthWise Pharmacy. We can eliminate all of your monthly prescription hassles with our exclusive medication on-time service. This program includes synchronization of all medications, eliminating partial fills and multiple trips to the drugstore. Our friendly staff will call your doctor to obtain refills in advance so you never go without necessary prescriptions. In tough economic times, we still offer free delivery, saving our customers valuable time and money. Stop by and see us on Memorial Drive in Greenville or call us at 752-0338 and begin living life better.
Running low on gas? Don't wait too late. Is your stomach growling for a snack or the kids screaming, gotta go right now? Duck through gas stations and food stores located through eastern North Carolina have gas, snacks, groceries, drinks, and clean restrooms so you can make one convenient stop. Providing quality Shell gas, clean food stores, and restrooms, Duck Through is eastern North Carolina owned and operated. Keep the car and the family filled up by stopping in a Duck Through gas station and food store near you.
Hello, this is Lydia Morgan, CEO of Morgan Printers in Greenville. Since 1958, we have been the full-service printing company of choice in Eastern North Carolina for businesses, universities, and medical communities. Unlike some of our competitors, Morgan Printers provides complete in-house manufacturing with full-service digital and offset presses. So regardless of the complexity or size of your job, we can ensure the quality control and project turnaround your business needs. 1-800-962-1972 for a free consultation and estimate, or go to morganprinters.com.
At Rep Express Catering, we are honored every day to be a part of such special events, especially a wedding. Rep Express has come up with something fun we offer to our brides and grooms that they can receive nowhere else. The Rainy Day Guarantee. If it rains at your ceremony, we will provide 50% off your catering services for your wedding if it rains. Raspberry Brie Bites, crab-infused portobello mushrooms, to our famous mashed potato bar served martini style. At Rep Express, we do it and we do it the best. Call now, 353-733.
All right, 20 after 8 o'clock. Welcome back to Talk of the Town Wednesday. Good to have you here. By the way, we will be live on location Friday morning at Bojangles featuring their new Bojo. Have you had the new Bojangles coffee?
No.
I had it yesterday. It is fabulous.
What's the difference? I mean,
they just have a new blend of coffee. Cool. It's really smooth blend. I mean, it's really good coffee. It's called Bojo, and they've got. We're going to be doing a live show at Bojangles on 10th Street. The Bojangles down. How do you describe this? It's the Bojangles down around the Hastings Ford area, right between Hastings Ford and Brook Valley, out near where you live.
Yes,
so
very familiar with that Bojangles.
So stop.
It's on 10th Street.
We'll be there
on the east side of Greenville Boulevard.
7 to 9 Friday morning. We're hoping to get some of the former ECU players that are going to be playing in the Tony Collins Golf Tournament in with us that morning. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to talk about an ECU victory tomorrow night, and that's coming up Friday morning at Bojangles here in Greenville on 10th Street. 7 to 9. Come on out and be with us live and get some of the new Bojangles coffee. All right, let's check news headlines now. We have some interesting stories this morning from the WITN News Desk, and with the very latest, here is Lynette Taylor.
Hey, good morning, Henry, and good morning, everyone. Well, the bodies of three Winterville-based National Guard members arrived at Dover Air Force Base last night, and after they were killed in Afghanistan. Now, one of the casualties, Sergeant Jeremy Hardison, was from Maysville in Jones County. The others were Sergeant Donna Johnson of Rayford and Sergeant T.J. Butler of Wilmington. The three were members of the 514th Military Police Company out of Winterville. The Defense Department has yet to release more information about how the three were killed, but three U.S. service members were killed early Monday in eastern Afghanistan when a motorcycle packed with explosives rammed into a joint Afghan-American patrol. A lot of people are reacting to the home invasion story where a woman says an intruder forced her to swallow pills before her dogs chased the man away. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says a woman was letting her dogs out around 1 a.m. Monday morning in Grifton when she was assaulted by a masked man who forced his way into her home, pushed her to the ground, and forced her to swallow three pills. Detectives are waiting on tests to find out what those pills were. Now, the woman's dogs chased the man away, according to authorities. Well, you may have heard detectives talk about means, motive, and opportunity to a crime. Well, Carteret County lawmen have released the suspected motive in the murder of a 90-year-old woman. Authorities believe money motivated the great-niece of 90-year-old Goldie Hall of Newport to kill her. Now, Hall's body was found last Thursday in Newport. 30-year-old Rhonda Hagen is accused of killing Hall. She remains in jail without bond. A local 12-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert is finally back home almost 1 week later. Abigail LaFever's neighbors and her little brother greeted her as she arrived home in Newport yesterday afternoon. That's according to her dad, Robert LaFever. He allowed us to speak to Abigail on the phone last night, and she says that she is glad to be home and excited to be back. Understandably, Robert LaFever told us that he did not want to do an on-camera interview last night, but we do plan to talk with him today on WITN News starting at noon. Well, a new Thoroughway bus service by Amtrak will go through multiple cities in eastern Carolina. Starting today, one Amtrak route will service Greenville, New Bern, Havelock, and Morehead City, while another route will provide service to Goldsboro, Kinston, Jacksonville, and to Wilmington. Each of these routes will connect to the Amtrak Palmetto train station at the Amtrak station in Wilson. That train goes north to New York City and south to Miami. And for North Carolinians, tonight's presidential debate will be the second televised debate of the evening. WITN will be at the governor's race debate to ask questions and bring you the debate live. The North Carolina Association of Broadcasters is organizing the debate between Democratic Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton and Republican Pat McCrory, the former mayor of Charlotte. WITN will cover the debate at 7 o'clock at the UNC TV studios in Research Triangle Park. And Dave Jordan will bring you a live report starting on WITN News at 5. He is also there to be among those asking questions during that debate. And that's your WITN News update. Henry, back over to you.
And remember, if you cannot get to WITN tonight for some reason, you can always turn on the radio, both on the 103.7 and 94.1. We will have full debate coverage tonight from 7 o'clock, continuing on into the evening, probably to about 11 o'clock tonight. We'll have the governor's debate from 7 to 8, an hour of commentary from the North Carolina News Network at 8 o'clock tonight, between 8 and 9. And the 9 o'clock tonight, we'll also be carrying the presidential debate. So if you're out traveling or you need to listen on your phone, you can download the TuneIn Radio app. And we'll be streaming that tonight as well on the 103.7 WTIB. Or you can go online to WTIBFM.com. And I'm going to be part of the coverage tonight from the North Carolina News Network, by the way, from 8 to 9. I'm going to be at the debate tonight for the governor's race. And they're using me as their Pat McCrory analyst after the debate. And I'm sure they'll have somebody there from the Dalton campaign. Should we call your husband? Is he going to be there tonight?
No. I don't think so.
Anyway, you don't know where your husband's going to be tonight? Well, you're just leaving town and don't care. So full debate coverage tonight, both debates, 7 o'clock right here on 103.7 WTIB and 94.1 WNBU. All right, here's Suzanne Sartell now with our weather update.
Well, cloudy and humid today and followed by some isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with a 30% chance of rain and cloudy skies tonight, maybe some more isolated thunderstorms. And tomorrow, a few showers in the morning with scattered thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, a high of 73 and a 50% chance of rain. And tomorrow night, a low of 56. Friday, some sun, some clouds, highs in the low 80s and lows in the mid-50s.
All right, very good. Our news and weather update brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team this morning. Hey, Homer Tire teaming up with Logan's Roadhouse this Saturday for a huge event. It's called Saving Second Base, and they are working on this. It's a it's an opportunity for the community to come out and help fight breast cancer. Of course, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. 11 to 2 in the parking lot at Logan's Roadhouse here in Greenville. Saving Second Base in the parking lot off Greenville Boulevard Saturday for 3 hours from 11 to 2. There'll be live music from a band called the Redoublic from Roanoke Rapids. Food, chair massages, games, including some of Greenville's finest residents inside the dunk tank. They also have breast cancer awareness T-shirts for sale, bouncy castles for the kids, a mascot dance-off at noon, and a live auction at 1 o'clock. And Homer Tire Real Estate is the Homer Tire team is all involved in this Saturday at in the Logan's Roadhouse parking lot. Come on out. And remember, if you need to sell your home, call Homer Tire at 758-HOME. That's 758-4663. Remember the Homer Tire guarantee. If he can't sell your home by the time and the price that you want it sold, he'll buy it from you guaranteed, and you can fire Homer Tire at any time and pay him nothing. Go out and support the breast cancer awareness event with Homer Tire at Logan's Roadhouse parking lot this Saturday from 11 to 2. All right, 29 after. When we come back, local political consultant Doug Raymond on what the candidates have to do tonight to convince you to vote for him in the debates. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you're looking for a great lunch that won't bend your wallet, Trips is featuring some sensational summer lunch specials now, including the chicken salad flatbread sandwich. I just had that. Excellent with fresh fruit for just $7.99. Also, the chicken salad, fruit salad, and shrimp salad plate for just $9.99. Southwestern spring rolls for $7.99. And for dessert, fried cheesecake egg rolls, just $3.99. Trips, Red Banks Road in Greenville. Trips, taste the difference for lunch.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500. To speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Find a treasure at the fair, the Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Come experience the excitement of Playworld Amusements Midway with brand new rides for kids of all ages. Plus, enjoy games, new and exciting exhibits, live animals, delicious food, free entertainment, including music, dancers, racing pigs, BMX, puppets, fireworks, and more. And parking is free. It's all here at the Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Come out and join the crowd and see what all the buzz is about. Find a treasure at the fair, the Pitt County Fair, October 1 through 6. Go to pittfair.org for more information.
In Eastern North Carolina, people work together to help each other out. It's a support system that makes life easier in good times and bad. At Vidant Health, we hold the same belief that working together improves the health of patients and communities across our region. Can 11,000 employees, 10 hospitals, and hundreds of physicians work as one to help improve the health of Eastern North Carolina? The answer is definitely yes. To see how our system of care is working for you, visit VidantHealth.com.
Tastes like homemade. Ann's Dumplings and Bases make good cooks great cooks. Come see for yourself at the Pitt County Fair. Come try Ann's Dumplings chicken, ham, vegetable, and beef bases at the Pitt County Fair all week, starting October 1st through October 6th. Miss Ann invites you and your family to come to the Harvest Time Foods booth and try all of her famous products, including Ann's One Sauce. It's always fun at the fair, and especially when you can get a taste of Ann's Dumplings products. See you at the Pitt County Fair.
Okay, welcome back. Talk of the Town, Wednesday morning here. It's the 3rd of October, and that means that this is the day that we've kind of all been looking for. We got a couple of debates tonight. The gubernatorial debate at 7 o'clock tonight here in North Carolina, and then the presidential debate at 9 from Denver. We'll have all that for you on the radio tonight. Suzanne Sartell with me here this morning from the Greenville Chamber. And now on the telephone to talk about what these candidates have to do is our friend Doug Raymond, who is an Eastern North Carolina political consultant, a legend, ladies and gentlemen. This man's a legend. About to make his debut this week, by the way, on NC Spin. Good morning. How are you, Mr. Raymond?
Good morning, Mr. Hinton. Yeah, I'm very excited about my debut, and you know this. I'm going to be occupying what's known as the Hinton chair on NC Spin. It's a chair that it looks good for its age, leans slightly to the right, and is directly opposite Chris Fitzsimon. So,
well, good luck. Good luck. Hopefully you can hold your own.
But I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, we're looking forward to your debut this Sunday on NC Spin. And by the way, I don't think I've had you on the air since the primary with Norm Sanders. And I should say, maybe I shouldn't be qualifying all this, but the job you did is, if I was running, I would hire you as a political strategist. The job you did in helping Norm Sanderson win the primary was an amazing job. You did it with no money compared to the opponent down there. And, that was a masterful job. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, but like with a lot of my candidates, some of the best work I do is choosing the candidates that I have, and Norm was an excellent candidate that represented the values of the district, so it wasn't as that hard. The money was a challenge, but when you got good material to work with, you can make up for that.
Well, you know how to do it. There's no question about it. Now, what would you tell these candidates tonight? Let's say that you're the consultant. Let's start with the governor's race. You are Walter Dalton's consultant. What are you going to tell him tonight? What has Walter Dalton got to do tonight to turn this race around? He's anywhere from 10 to 14 points down in the polls for the race for governor of North Carolina. What would you tell Walter Dalton if you were his guy?
Well, that's just the opposite of what I just said. I would have the toughest job there, the worst candidate. He has the most to overcome. And literally, it's almost the opposite of what I normally tell candidates with a debate. You know, hey, if we just get out of there holding our own, we're fine. Dalton has to throw a bomb tonight. He has to do something. And we all know that when you lose a governor's race in a couple of years, you're kind of irrelevant. People don't remember you. People don't even know Walter Dalton now. He has to do something to get his name out there, and he also has to do something to chip into McCrory's lead. If I were consulting him, what I would do is I would try the only weakness that I see in McCrory, and it's nitpicking because he's been a great candidate thus far, but he does have a little bit of rabbit ears. He does react to criticism, and I would have to go after him, and I would have to do something to get his ire up and make him look non-gubernatorial, to do something that would make Pat McCrory look like he didn't have the temperament to be governor, but that's really the only chance he's got. I mean, normally these things are hyped, and we say expect fireworks, and there's nothing. Dalton has to do something. He's got to throw a bomb tonight.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder what that bomb might be. The problem is, it seems like everything that the Democrats have come up with against Pat McCrory so far has backfired. I mean, I for the life of me can't understand that ad that Walter's doing right now where he talks about North Carolina being in a hole. I mean, because you're just like handing it over to the Republicans to say, yeah, you dug the hole.
Sure, sure. And what he's counting on is he's counting on the people that are undecided voters can't make that correlation. And he's just going to associate McCrory with a bad thing. But let me tell you something. Pat McCrory's a good statesman. I was thinking about it this morning. When you look at he's much more this is a lofty comparison, and although it's the opposite side of the political aisle, he's much more in the vein of a Jim Hunt than an Easley or a Perdue. He's not a consummate politician. He's a little bit more of a statesman. And I think what Dalton's people are trying to do, because the other thing I would do, I'll tell you, and this is interesting too, if I was Dalton, I would mention Charlotte as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's going to do well in Charlotte. That's kind of a given. I would remind the people of the East that Pat's from Charlotte. And I would mention Charlotte, big city establishment, as much as I could. And I think it's interesting. I watched Pat's ad this morning, his latest ad, and I don't even know if you noticed, he mentions about being mayor, but he never mentions the word Charlotte. He says, my city, things of that nature. So they're aware of that, too. So if I was consulting Dalton, the two things I would do is I'd try to get Pat off his game, rile him a little bit, make him look non-gubernatorial, like he didn't have the temperament, and I would mention Charlotte. But those are bombs. Pat McCrory's a good candidate. He's running a good, I was a little critical of his campaign early, but I think they're running a good campaign now. They're being smart now, and Dalton's got to hope for a miracle.
All right, now take off your Dalton hat and put on your McCrory hat. If you're McCrory's guy tonight, what would you tell, as his consultant, what would you tell Pat McCrory tonight? Just don't make any mistakes, or does he have to be aggressive also?
No, it's a hard thing to do because Pat wants to get his message out there. You know, candidates, they got to have a little bit of an ego to do what they do, and they want to go out there and look good. But as far as I'm concerned, if we had a statewide power outage during the, you know, it would be a good thing for McCrory. He's got a huge lead. He needs to keep it. Don't say anything off script. state a message. I think their message right now is a good one. It's very Reagan-esque with together we can do this, using a lot of we's and not a lot of I's. That's always the key that I tell candidates. Stay away from using I all the time. Talk we, not I. Don't, you know, be so egocentric. And I would do that, and I would just tell them, listen, if we get out of there and people are falling asleep, if we hear the clickers clicking, that's good for us because we got to be, we don't try to do too much. Now, if you had Pat on, he would not like that. He'd say, no, I'm going to reach out to the people. But as a consultant, I would say, let's just get through this without any mistakes.
Yep. You know, it's almost like the shoe's on the other foot. I criticized Bev Perdue unmercifully in 2008 because she wouldn't do any debates. But, you know, now you kind of look at this, and she had the big lead over McCrory at this point in 08, and then he closed the gap closer. But it's almost like the shoe's on the other foot now. Pat McCrory could harm himself in these debates, but he probably can't do much to help himself. Is that accurate?
I think so, but it is on the other foot, but the gap is so much bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, Dalton is just – And Perdue put him in this point to give him a little bit of a pass on it. It would be a tough road. I think, you know, Erskine Bowles is probably the only Democrat that was being considered that really could have come in and made a race out of this at this point. And Pat would really have to do something foolish. But it's not an easy thing to tell a candidate. It's kind of like when your favorite football team's kicking tail at halftime and they come out and they start running, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. The fans don't like it. You know, the players don't like it. But that's what you got to do to keep from the meltdown. And Pat's going to have to show what we call message discipline. He's going to have to be disciplined tonight and realize that on the blogs tomorrow, you know, the hardcore people are going to say he's boring and he really didn't give us anything new. But he's going to just keep, you know, pounding it out and heading toward the finish line.
All right. Again, Doug Raymond, Eastern North Carolina political consultant, very successful political consultant on the telephone with us this morning. And pardon me, I'm sniffling. But
ragweed.
Yeah, got the ragweed going in Greenville this morning, Doug. Let's turn to the presidential election tonight. You and I were talking about this morning. How much does it matter what the guys look like? I mean, the color of the tie tonight. All of those things that you hear consultants talk about, does it really matter? Do those little things really matter to the average voter tonight?
It does somewhat. To me, I think that Romney will be key. Romney always, I think in all but one debate that he's ever done in his life, he's worn a blue tie. Red ties are the sign of power and aggression. They're kind of the power tie of politics. If Romney comes out in a red tie tonight, I guarantee you him and Obama, they're going to either be wearing some form of red or blue. I can guarantee you that. But if Romney breaks it and goes with red, I think that's it's an indication that the campaign thinks that he's a little bit weak, that he's in trouble, it would be breaking things. So that, you know, that's kind of a subtle thing that I would look for. But on national debates like that, the things that you're looking for is you want to come across as likable. That's a big problem that Romney's got right now, especially with women. He has got to find a way to close this gap. Obama's polling 18 to 20% better with him than with women. Romney's got to find a way to be more likable, and especially with women. The other thing you got to do is you got to get your money lines out. The things that are in your campaign commercials that you're paying all that money for, you got to find a way to get them on the news where they're running for free. And you can't get off script, and you got to drive home your money lines. And then don't make the crucial errors. Don't say stupid things. Don't get off script. Romney, I think the one chance that he has, he did a really good job. If you remember that debate when Rick Perry went after him on the illegal alien
thing.
Right,
yeah.
He handled it great. And he is very good at stuff like that when somebody comes at him. And if Obama came at him and he handled it well, I think that could help him. But he's another one. I don't think he's in a desperate state the way Dalton is, but he's got to do something tonight to kind of make – it's not so much the polls. It's the likability factor. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't improve with women, he is not going to win.
You know, he's a good debater, though, just like you said, and Obama is a good debater. So this could be, you know, like Clash of the Titans tonight, you think?
Obama's – I don't know that I would say Obama's a decent debater, but – Obama's kind of a wild card. Obama has the potential to to really have a problem. And the reason is, he's like a lot of us, he likes to talk too much.
Yeah.
Now, on the campaign trail, that's a pretty good thing. He gets to the teleprompter, and then he hits pause, and he goes off a little bit, and, you know, it's getting him in trouble right now with what's in the news some, but he's good at that. But he tends to ramble too much in debates, and that, it kind of makes him sound a little bit stuffy and everything. Debate is not Barack Obama's best format. And if he can, he's another one. If he can just get out of there tonight right where he is, he's fine. I don't think he needs to he needs to go on the attack. If he can just get out of there at status quo, he's in good shape.
All right, now, yeah, so he's kind of in the situation McCrory's in at the governor's level. Now, there's this new video out this morning. The Daily Caller has released it. It's going to be all over the news today. It was all over Fox News last night. The liberal media will probably ignore it. They hammered Romney with that 47% cell phone video. How do the candidates handle those videos tonight? Here you've got a video from 2007 that appears that Obama's actually race baiting, that he's almost calling George W. Bush a racist, and yet he's been out there for the last 2 weeks saying, "Look." Romney's got this 47% video out there. I got to be president of all the people. I can't be like that. Yet, we've got a video now that's surfacing here on the day of the debate that almost looks like an Al Sharpton rally being conducted by the candidate. Does Romney go headlong right into that tonight and take him on this thing?
Well, you asked me earlier, what would you advise? Right now, I could see me sitting in that hotel room telling him, don't get off message. And here's why I would say that. Who is that going to change their minds of? You don't ignore your base. I'm not one of those people. But what this is about right now is trying to get undecided or people that are willing to sway one way or the other. I watched that video after we talked this morning, and I had the same impression that you did. But if I put my mindset into the undecided, a lot of those unaffiliated voters, I don't think that's a deal changer.
You don't think the white undecideds right now are going to look at that and go, wow, that's a little over the top.
I think of those are the same people that heard the stuff about Jeremiah Wright, that the last one. I don't think it's a deal changer. You know, what I think, I mentioned the money lines. I think Romney, if the one thing that I would want to get out, a stunning fact that I don't think his campaign has done good enough, if I was saying this is what I want out there, more than he was at some, rally that the audience was predominantly black and he put on the black accent and talked a pro-black message, what I would want out there is that Barack Obama has 43 months of over 8% unemployment, and since they've been keeping statistics since the Truman administration, all those presidents combined only had 39 months of over 8% unemployment. That is the type of thing that's going to hit home with somebody who's saying, man, the economy, I thought it would be back by now. I think the percentage of people that would change their mind, or if they were truly undecided, would say, I'm going to vote for some. I think that number, or things that are more hit home about the economy, would make more of a difference than Barack Obama pandering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think that we knew this with the Reverend Wright thing in the last time, and it was ignored.
Yep.
And the Ayers things and stuff, that was ignored. And I wouldn't be baited into the media conspiracy thing. It's just going to do. The other thing that I would do, if we got a minute, Henry, if I was Romney, I would call Obama out on not doing real media interviews and try to get on the side of the media and challenge him to sit down with Jim Lehrer, who's doing the moderating tonight, and to sit down with Meet the Press and say, listen, you know, going on radio stations and The View, that's not presidential. You need to answer the tough questions, and kind of try to get the media on his side a little bit, because they are teed off a little bit that Obama will not sit down for relevant interviews.
That's a great point. Suzanne's got one last question for you here.
Well, one of the some polls have suggested that one of the weak areas for Obama is in the, like, 18 to 25-year-olds, or maybe all the way up to 30. I'm wondering if, and we saw when Michelle Obama was here, her speech really did cater to that young crowd. I'm wondering, will they even watch a debate? Does it even matter for that age group?
Probably not. And then the other thing about those debates, you got to get those things that I was calling money lines. You got to get it early because you literally, you can hear the remote controls clicking at about 20, 25 minutes. So you got to get it out there early. But once again, I don't think he's in a McCrory state where you've got this huge lead that you can coast. But if Obama can get out of there with no mistakes and it's status quo, he's fine. And let them deal with the one thing that Obama has, he still has that incredible network of people on the ground that he formed last time. That's going to help him get the college kids out and stuff like that better than Romney. Deal with that with your ground game and your internet. Don't try to do it in a debate format. That's not the type of thing that's going to jazz up, you know, 18 to 24-year-olds anyway.
Doug, great stuff. Great stuff. We appreciate it this morning. We'll be watching tonight, and we'll be watching for your debut on NC Spin this weekend. We appreciate the time this morning.
If I can only do as well as Henry Hinton, it'll be a success.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Doug, up your standards.
Eastern, yeah, exactly. You need a higher standard. Doug Raymond, Eastern Carolina political consultant and newest panelist on NC Spin. Thanks, Doug. All right, we'll be right back. More Talk of the Town coming up right after this.
Meineke Car Care Centers in Greenville and Winterville announces a special fleet maintenance program for local organizations and companies with multiple cars or trucks. Both Pitt County Meineke locations, Fire Tower Road and beside the Greenville Auto Auction on Dickinson Avenue Extension, are offering special fleet pricing for maintenance on all of your company's vehicles. Your fleet is their business. Make sure your company has Meineke's fleet maintenance program so you don't have to worry about unexpected maintenance to your vehicles. Meineke gives you everything you need up front and in writing, from state inspections and oil changes to major repairs and everything in between. Meineke is total car care.
This is Keith Styron with Meineke Car Care Centers in Greenville and Winterville. Meineke is Eastern Carolina's fleet repair headquarters. Call me at 752-4700 for special fleet maintenance pricing. At Meineke, your fleet is our business.
At Bojangles, we've been brewing good coffee since 1977. Good coffee. Well, that changes now. Our coffee is going from good to great. Introducing Bojo, Bojangles' new, rich, smooth, premium roast blend. Freshly brewed from 100% Arabica beans. Now you can enjoy a great cup of coffee with our great biscuits. Get a free cup of Bojo with a purchase of any biscuit now through October 5th. Bojangles, it's bow time.
At Bojangles, we want to know, where do you tailgate? At home? At the stadium? Wherever you gather for football celebrations? Take along Bojangles Chicken and Fixins, and we can upgrade your next football celebration with a $100 Bojangles gift card. There's a new winner every week. To enter, take a picture of your Bojangles tailgate party and post it on our wall at Facebook.com/BCajun. That's Facebook.com/BECAJUN. Hey, tailgate fans, it's bow time.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow. Hey, Talk of the Town on 103.7 WTIB and 94.1 WNBU, brought to you in part this morning by Acre Station. You know it's my favorite spot. It's like an old-fashioned butcher shop down in Beaufort County. If you have not been down, if you like sausage and bacon and pork chops,
oh man,
steaks like I do, you need to go to Acre Station. If you haven't tried this yet, as we say, I guarantee it's the best sausage and bacon you've ever eaten. It's a great time of year for cookouts and tailgates and all sorts of stuff. and Richard and Ronnie down there. They do an unbelievable job. Now, if you have not been to Acre Station yet, it's a short trip. It's just outside Washington on Highway 32 in Pinetown between Washington and Plymouth. And it is worth the trip down there. Just go down there, tell them, you can tell them how thick you want your steaks, how thick you want your pork chops, which I like my pork chops thicker. And they're thick, juicy pork. I mean, you gotta go down there and try it one time and you'll become a fan like me. It's Acre Station on Highway 32 between Washington and Plymouth. And it is worth the drive if you have not been. It's the best bacon, sausage, steaks. Good stuff.
Yum.
Suzanne's here.
I remember going to a place like that growing up with my daddy. We'd go on Saturdays. Oh, it was called the Locker Plant.
Oh, where was that? Down in South Carolina?
In South Carolina, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to Doug Raymond again. That was Doug had some great insight on the debates tonight. Again,
yeah.
Our coverage of the debates at 7 o'clock. We'll have full coverage of the debates tonight, which means, of course, we could not move the Steve Logan Show to Wednesday night because of the debates. And, of course, we're not going to be able to do Coach Logan's show tomorrow night because we got the ECU game, so I'm sorry to say we will not have a Steve Logan show this week. But the debate coverage tonight from 7 to 11 with the governor's debate at 7 o'clock and then an hour of commentary from NCNN, North Carolina News. I'll be a part of that. I'll also be on with Tom and Sadie live from the debate site at 5:45 this afternoon. I'm going to be there this afternoon with the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. We are putting the debate on, and so listen in at 5:45. I'll give you a pregame report from the debate site up in Research Triangle Park, and then I'll be on in the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock hour with the North Carolina News Network, and I'll give my opinion. And I'm going to try to be objective, Suzanne. I know that shocks you, but I think Doug was right on with regard to Pat McCrory. If Walter Dalton's going to try to get him rattled, and Pat's just got to maintain. Pat is so likable. He's such an affable guy, though. And Walter Dalton, in prior debates, he's got that deer in the headlights look all the time. Mm-hmm. So Pat, I think, is going to look comfortable. I don't think I think Walter, when he tries to look comfortable, it comes off contrived. And so I think from a likability standpoint tonight, Walter Dalton's got a tall mountain to climb. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that Walter, he speaks too fast sometimes. So working
he's
on that is
natural,
something that he...
He's not a natural orator.
But you know what? He's more of... He's a lay speaker. He's a lay speaker in the United Methodist Church. And he sort of is like in the pulpit when he gets on a roll.
Doing a little fire and brimstone.
Really? Yeah. Well, no, not fire. We don't do that in the Methodist Church. But he's when he gets on a roll, it's kind of like he's in the pulpit.
Did you hear that holier than thou comment to us Baptists? We don't do that in the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
I heard that. I got you on that. Okay, all you Baptists, march on the chamber today. All right, we're pretty much done today. Great show. Again, thanks to Doug. And
I don't think they do that at your church either,
No, we don't. But it was good material for the moment.
Yeah.
We didn't have Chad. McGee had to leave early. Let's see if there's any big sports headlines. The only big thing was the ECU baseball schedule came out. And I noticed they got Boston College, Illinois, New Mexico for the LeClaire Classic. They got UVA. There's no game with the Tar Heels this year in baseball. I was really surprised at that. And, of course, the big game tomorrow night is East Carolina and Central Florida. Don't forget our pregame show on the porch at Mellow Mushroom tomorrow night from 6 to 8. That is Talk of the Town Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bertie County is known for its great peanuts, but soon it will also be known for bluegrass music, micro beers, and barbecue. Come join the fun at the first annual Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival, sponsored by Bertie County Peanuts, Sunday, October 21st. Hosted by the town of Windsor at the Roanoke-Kashai River Center, the festival will be